It's time to take a break with Gene and Mary every weekday at noon Eastern Time. Join us as we talk about what's on our minds. Email us. Contact Gene and Mary at gmail.com or interact with us on Facebook for your chance to win a free gift every week.
Side effects may include jocularity and increased knowledge.
Okay.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to today's show.
We're talking. Thanks for taking a break.
Yeah. I have the word of the day and a reminder that the trivia question for this week is on beunique.org. And anybody who participates in our trivia contest, which is so, so, so easy, you just go to beunique.org, find the question under the take a break tab, and read the hints and answer the question because it's right there. Email us at contactgeneandmary@gmail.com, and you get two entries into that week's opportunity to win a gift.
Yeah.
The word of the day is hoopty. H-O-O-P-T-I-E. Now, that is not a basketball phrase. Now, it started in the 1960s as a term for a sweet new car. But over time, it has become the nickname for what some people call a beater with a heater, or a jalopy, or a really beat up old car. Now, there was, I think it was a rapper, Sir Mix-a-Lot,
said, heard of that.
My hoopty rolling tailpipe dragging, heat don't work, and my girl keeps nagging. And that brings me to today's topic. Today we're talking about cars. Now, I will tell you, I have some really cool car stories. I've driven almost everything under the sun. I've driven school buses. I've driven 3-speed manual transmission trucks you had to have a step stool to climb up into. I've driven sports cars, sedans, station wagons. I don't know. I can't even, I don't think I've ever driven a Jeep now that I think about it. But I learned to drive in a 1970 Chevrolet Nova that my mom had. What did you learn to drive in?
Well, I mean, I grew up around a farm, so I was always driving a little tractor when I was a little kid.
I drove a tractor too.
And by the time I was 10, I was moving the pickup around a little bit on the farm. And so I drove the pickup probably, but really the first, when my uncle realized that I was valuable on the farm is I was about 10 or 11, probably 11. And he put me and my cousin and behind the wheel of this giant old 1940s big dump truck that he had with a great big shifter that was taller than me. And you could hardly see over the wheel.
Yeah.
And we were out in the pasture and he made us buck and get that clutch and we got it, you know, it was pretty fun. So I've been driving. I think that's why I'm sick of driving, because I started so early.
Maybe.
You know, I'm just done, isn't it?
Well, I have an interesting little story. My very first car of my own was one that my ex-husband and I bought together. It was new off the showroom floor.
Wow, right out of the box.
Oh, man. 1973 Toyota Corolla.
Oh, my.
Tweety Bird yellow. It was interesting. It was a 5-speed manual transmission. And now, because it was a 1973 and we got it right off the showroom, you know, that was way before GPS was invented.
Yeah.
And One time his mom and I were going from our little tiny town to the state capital in South Carolina. And mostly because she was she. she said, "Mary, I'll drive for you." And I said, "Oh, do you know how to drive a standard, you know, stick shift?" She goes, "Nope, I don't. But I know where we're going. And it would be easier for me to just drive than to give you directions." I mean, that was back in the right. day when you had to tell people, "You're going to turn right at this traffic light, you know, half a mile down the street, or at such and such a sign, you know, whatever." You had to know where you were going. You couldn't wait until, you know, there was no "in 1 mile, turn right. In half a mile, turn right. In 50 feet, turn right. Turn right, dummy, turn right now." But, you know, she thought it would be best if she drove, but she didn't know how to drive a standard shift. So, and there were 5 gears. So all the, especially when we got into city traffic, I was telling her, "Clutch, clutch." And I changed the gear from the passenger seat.
Oh, wow.
So I'm changing the gear, but I'm having to tell her when to step on the clutch. And, you know, and then I have to say, "Step on the clutch, take off the clutch. Step on the clutch, take off the clutch." Because I would change gears and she'd be holding down that clutch still.
Yeah, yeah.
That was quite an adventure in driving.
Well, you know, I was just sitting here. That story reminded me of my grandma. And she had this car, a 72 Galaxy 500. It was kind of butterscotch colored. She called it her Golden God. Nobody got to drive it ever, no matter what, except me, her favorite grandson.
Really?
Yeah, it was awesome. She let me drive it. It was pretty fun. She knew I drove like an old lady, you know, and that was good. So I still funny. Did. Yeah, probably one of my favorite cars ever. Like we had suggested this topic at one point, and we discussed it, and I thought that if I could say go out and just buy my dream car, if I was going to have a car, I think I'd probably get a 73, I think it is, Mach 1 with the Boss engine in it, the big V8, kind of make it a muscle car, you know. Be pretty fun.
Never had a Mach 1, but I had
it. I just sit in it sometimes and let it run.
I had a 1983 5.0 when they first came back.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And you know, interesting little segue here. Uh-huh. My ex didn't believe in buying used cars ever. Right. All of his cars had to be 3 years old. He should have just leased them, but he always bought a new car. And as soon as it got to the point where you didn't have to have full coverage on it, he'd go buy a new one. And Curtis and I have always had used cars. Because, you know, when you take a car off the showroom floor, it automatically starts depreciating in most cases. There are a few cars that don't depreciate instantly, but not many. But
Toyotas are ones that last quite a little while.
Yes.
I had a 77 pickup that is probably still running. I mean,
oh, probably.
It had 300,000 miles on it when I got rid of it.
It was just getting broken in good. And we are big Toyota fans. In fact, Toyota or Lexus, because Toyota makes Lexus. And I'll have to tell you the story about my little Lexus that I own, which never in my life did I think I'd own that kind of car. I always thought of it as a fancy car, you know, above my pay grade type thing. Yeah. But Curtis came home one day. Well, he called me and he told me he was going to the junkyard. And I'm like, okay, no big deal. Because he's always, we have used cars. So he's always at the junkyard getting parts. And that particular day, he called me up. He goes, "You are now the proud owner of a blah, 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 Lexus." I'm like, "How do you know I'm proud?" He says, "Wait till you see it." And I kind of set myself up, being the Aquarius contrarian that I am, to not like it immediately. You can't tell me what I'm going to like. You can't tell me how proud I am. But I am. I love the car. I'm very proud of him. I'm very proud of it. He got it at the junkyard. He only paid $2,500 for it, charged it to his credit card because, you know, the junkyard's not going to finance it. He didn't have a checkbook with him. So he just put it on his credit card. I'm like, how do you do that? But it was a car that had been wrecked, and the man who owned the car the insurance company totaled it because they said you can either total it or you can put what they call aftermarket parts on it. He wanted original Lexus parts on it. They wouldn't give it to him, so he had it totaled, and it went to the junkyard. He collected his insurance, and we got a really sweet deal out of it because now, I mean, Curtis has put maybe a total of $1,000 work into it on top of the price.
And it rides nice.
Oh, yeah. You've been in it, haven't you?
Yeah.
And that 4Runner that we take to events with Be Unique, always, that was used. We got that. When we got that, it was so funny. By the way, it's a 111. That's a magical number. Speaking of magical numbers, that Lexus, when he bought it, the numbers on the odometer were 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. So he knew when he saw that, he was like, okay, I have to buy this car because he knows I am all about my numbers. And he knows that there's a lot of power in that kind of straightforward number. But I feel like I've talked all about cars and you haven't talked much about cars. And we've got about a minute left in today's show. Are you on mute, Gene? You're muted.
Hey, sorry.
That's all right.
So I was having a little technical difficulties.
Well, that's all right. You can have technical difficulty. Just untechnical yourself. So what was the first car you ever owned?
Was a 1961 Chevy Biscayne.
Oh, my.
Six cylinder, three on the tree.
Three on the tree. Yep.
Yep.
I know what that means. I bet most of our listeners don't know what that tree is.
Well, you know, it was an old car. It was born the same year I was, and I got it when I was 16, and it was all rusted out and about, I don't know, 110,000 miles or something on it running. And boy, I took that car everywhere. I ran away one time in that car, went all the way down to another state, and on the way back got caught in a blizzard and the fuel filter clogged up, ran out of gas, but sucked a bunch of crap up out of the tank, you know. And oh man, that was when I first remember running into an angel who brought me a fresh can of gas out in the middle of the prairie in an upcoming blizzard. Just showed up,
you
and
know.
I lost her phone number. I promised.
Well, that's
I would
because
give it
she
back.
Was an angel. You didn't yeah. need her phone number. And
she
let me tell
me
you
what.
I have always had angels come to my aid whenever I've had car trouble.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's interesting. My ex didn't believe in keeping used cars, but he also didn't believe in maintaining the cars that we had. Mm-hmm. So I constantly had flat tires when I was married to him. I've only had one flat tire since I've been with Curtis. And that was because I ran over something. And my dad taught us all how to change our tires and change our oil. That was part of getting your driver's license.
Yeah, you gotta know that.
But I never ever needed that. And I, one time I was with I was with three other cars and a caravan. A bunch of church ladies got together because our favorite pastor had moved away, and we went to have lunch with him. And we had our cars with our kids in it. And the woman right in front of us had a big old van, and she had a flat tire on the side of the road. And we're all in our church finery, you know, dresses and whatnot. Uh-huh. And so she was a single woman, single mom, and she knew how to take care of herself. So she jumps out of her car and she starts changing her tire, pulling out jacks and whatnot. And I said, you don't have to do that. She goes, sure I do, because there's no man around here to take care of it. I said, no, trust me, you don't need to do that. Anytime I've ever had a flat tire, God always sends me an angel to take care of it.
There it is.
Said, but this isn't your flat tire. It's my flat tire. I said, oh, ye of little faith. And guess how many guys showed up? There were three cars in our caravan. There was a pickup truck with two good old boys and a gun rack in the back, highway patrolman, and some guy in a suit in a BMW. They all drove up to help us change the tire.
Nice.
And she said, well, I guess your faith is stronger than mine. But, you know, once the highway patrolman showed up, he was like, okay, well, we'll stop the traffic and put out this is on an old country road. Nobody was coming by anyway, but the two good old boys with the shotgun in the back of their truck were the ones that were changing the tire. And the patrolman dismissed the guy in the Beamer and said, you don't need to be here. But it was interesting.
Yeah.
You know what else is interesting, Gene?
Huh?
We're out of time.
Oh my.
Every time we get on a roll, it's like we just run out of time.
Yeah, it happens, but that's what happens when you're on the clock, you know?
Yeah, yeah. When you're having fun, too.
Yeah, goes for
That's our little teaser for tomorrow. So right. you wanna play us a little tune to get us out of here?
I'll play a little bit on the way out.
And I will remind everybody that we are here every weekday at noon. But we're also archived, so you can listen to the show anytime. And if you don't like to listen to it on Blog Talk Radio, tune into iTunes, iHeartRadio, Spreaker, any number of platforms. Go to beunique.org to find all the platforms listed there. That's BUNEKE.org. And we'll see you tomorrow at noon. Bye, everybody.
See y'all.